Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast. We look forward to having your dialogue and discussion, your input, your questions and comments on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about freedom under assault. Anybody with two eyes and ears understand today that that is a major, major, major factor in America. Our liberties, as Tony Perkins put it some time ago, everything to do with faith, family, and freedoms under attack. We find that to be increasing today. And it's evidence of that when you see the hair on fire from the left because Elon Musk bought Twitter. We're going to talk about that today. We'll continue some thoughts about John Durham and his report and the Clinton cabal and what they have done. We'll be talking about freedom under attack. Freedoms, the assault on freedom in America today. Where would we be as a church, as Christians and conservatives, if we did not have our founding fathers' document that we call the Bill of Rights? Of course, first and foremost, God gave us freedom. We're free in the Lord Jesus Christ. God created us as free moral agents. We're free. But ladies and gentlemen, we have become incarcerated as a nation and as a people. Our freedoms have been banished, bound, and in many cases, eviscerated. We're just seeing beyond the pale, beyond the scenes that we've seen recently, when we see what's taking place with Elon Musk buying Twitter and the liberal left all upset saying that freedom has been taken from them. We'll talk about that today, ladies and gentlemen. As we talk about these issues, let me remind us that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that sets us free. Hear me. We can be in the storm. We can be in the midst of turmoil and difficulty and darkness and dilemma. And the truth of the Word of God liberates us, sets us free, gives courage and comfort and hope and peace that cannot be found in anything that the world has to offer. But we are in the world, and as Christians, we're aliens passing through this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. But we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place in the world in which we're living in. And God's called on us to be salt and light. Matthew 5:13-17. We're to be salt and light. Salt preserves, light illumines, and the church is charged with that responsibility. And I ask you today, are you truly salt and light? Are you taking a stand? Are you an illuminating factor in a dark society? Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, the Lord Jesus says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that ought to direct us today, ladies and gentlemen, not CNN, not the Communist Network News, not anything to do with MSNBC or with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, or any of the others. I don't believe they know how to spell truth, much less define it or defend it in any way, shape, form, or fashion. It was the secularist George Orwell that made a profound statement. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be absolutely correct today. You stand for truth, you speak truth, you argue for truth, you defend truth, and you are demeaned and dissed. If you don't believe that, just watch what's happening in a secular sense with Elon Musk of standing for liberties and truth via Twitter, and now they are eviscerating him. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is that which the believer ought to have tenacity enough to hang on to and without bowing or bending. Standing for truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. This is the reason you hear me talk about the pop-up churches with the pop-up theology, the cotton candy theology, the goosebump theology, and the voodoo theology. It might make one feel good, but it's not filling. We need to be very, very careful, ladies and gentlemen, who we follow and what we believe and what we trust in. And it should be nothing less than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That ought to be our mantra. That ought to be our modus operandi. That should be the standard by which we live as Christians in the society today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that is 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. 165-foot flagpole with the Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, and the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that allows you as an employee of Tools for Time to worship with your family on Sunday, because Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing you to be off and have the freedom to worship as God ordained it for Christians and Christian families. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does as far as placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our freedom, our liberties, is absolutely weighing in the balance today. That's the thing that's made America great for about 246 years now. The greatest nation in the world is great simply because of our liberties and our freedoms. America's the only nation in the world where we've had historically the freedom of worship, the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms. And I could go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Bill of Rights, which is inculcated in our Constitution, and that affords us the liberties and the freedoms that's not found in other nations across the face of the globe. Throughout our history, ladies and gentlemen, we find that it's the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and the liberation that we have in America through our Bill of Rights that's made America great. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have you dialogue and discussion. Jump in at any point and place that you'd like to. If you're listening to this broadcast by way of internet, the area code is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're a great nation because of our constitutional liberties that we have. We're a constitutional republic, and in that we have the liberties that we're afforded today. But ladies and gentlemen, the socialists, Marxists, communists have invaded our nation. They're trying to overthrow our nation. Barack Hussein Obama, if you recall, said that he's going to fundamentally change America. Well, if you've not noticed it, Barack Hussein Obama is the puppeteer that's dangling Joe Biden as the puppet on the strings, and it is Barack Hussein Obama that's carrying out his third term in office through the advocacy of Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not cognitively aware of what's taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching our freedom of speech and our freedom of religion, our right to keep and bear arms, and all of our freedoms that allow we the people to be what we are as a great nation today. We're watching that being eviscerated. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, you might say, why are you concerned about our Bill of Rights and our freedoms being eviscerated and our freedoms being under assault? Because ladies and gentlemen, if we cease to have the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech, we cease to be a free nation. If you don't believe that, just look at any other nation. Look at the nation of China. The people are not free. They can do and say only what the Chinese Communist Party allows them to do. In China today, in their newly printed and publicized Bibles, a preacher that stands and preaches from the Word of God must include in there praise for the Communist Party, must include in there a directive for the people to obey the Chinese Communist Party, etc., etc., etc. Or your church cannot remain open. Ladies and gentlemen, all we've got to do is go back a little over 2 years and realize that in America there's an attempt, there was the start of an attempt to shut the churches down when there was the fiat order for the lockdown in America and for the mask mandate, neither of which had one iota of benefit in preventing or curing COVID. But nevertheless, the government found that all they need to do is order the churches to shut down, and for the most part, churches across America did. We need to understand what is taking place today with the directives through the Biden administration to the Department of Justice, to the CDC, to the FDA, the NIH, and all of the other governmental agencies to control what we're doing, and the assault is wide open today as never before. Just in the past few years, America's liberties and freedoms and morals and ethics and values have been under total assault. In fact, the latest evidence of what has been taking place to the morals and ethics and the values that now hopefully will be curtailed somewhat in this realm is Disney World. Walt Disney, Disneyland, right down in Orlando, 26,000 acres approximately of a free nation within a nation. They made their own rules, regulations, developed their own laws, had their own police department, had their own tax assessment authority, et cetera, et cetera. But immediately when they stepped forward, wanted to confront the governor and confront the laws in the state of Florida and challenge them, our governor did what I believe is right. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we've watched, and I don't know if you've noticed or not, it's been a shutout from the network news. Disney's stock has dropped about $35 billion just since this foray hit the fan. $35 billion, perhaps more. This number was back in 3, 4, 5 days ago. $35 billion drop in the stock. I'm looking at an article that says the three D's. Disney, Democrats, and the devil are on the run. I like that. Disney's on the ropes. They just lost the special tax advantage they've had for the past half century, and their stock is collapsing. Want to bet attendance at the theme park is collapsing also? I'm guessing the wait in line at Disney World and Disneyland is about to get a whole lot shorter. The news is positive across the board this week. Many liberal icons are going up in flames. What a great week for conservatives and patriots and Christians across the country. Disney is sinking faster than Titanic, this article says. Netflix was crushed on Wall Street. Their stock is tanking like going out of business sale. Guess what? They are going out of business. CNN Plus is no more. Warner and Discovery announced that they are pulling the plug on CNN Plus streaming service after only 23 days. Bye-bye, CNN Plus. It was nice knowing you for 23 days. CNN lost over $300 million on this stinker, this article writes. It turns out no one wants to watch liberals losing, liberal losers saying nasty things about Americans and white people all day long. The mask mandates are gone. Glory, hallelujah, this writer says. It's about time. Every honest medical expert in the world knows masks are useless. Dozens of studies in America and all over the world suggest that cities and states and countries with mask mandates have the exact same COVID rates as the cities and states and countries without mask mandates. Masks make no difference. Good riddance to the mask. And then it goes on to state, Elon Musk says he has enough billions raised for private equity to buy Twitter. In fact, this article is just four days old, and it did not have the latest where Musk has, in fact, bought Twitter. But ladies and gentlemen, this article says, I was gaining 30,000 plus new Twitter fans per month in the fall of 2020 when Twitter decided to ban me for life. Coincidence? My success on their platform made the intolerant little communist Twitter snowflakes melt. Wait until they find out I'm back, this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that on this broadcast today, about Elon Musk and the purchase of Twitter. You think it's a good thing or a bad thing? Is it something that we should be concerned about? Here's an article that says, Homeland Security's 20th agency to track religious vaccine objectors. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. We're talking about freedom under assault. Did you realize that in the United States of America, there are approximately 20 different federal governmental agencies that's watching, monitoring, tracing, tracking, listening to everything that we the people say and do? Homeland Security, this article says, Homeland Security is the 20th agency to track religious vaccine objectors. The Department of Homeland Security is at least the 20th federal agency that's been created for the purpose of tracking a list of employees requesting religious accommodation for COVID-19 vaccination. A rule placed in the Federal Register on Friday allows the DHS to collect and maintain records on employees and applicants for employment that are seeking certain religious and medical accommodations. The notice also clarifies DHS's collection, using of names and maintenance and dissemination of the records. The Daily Signal reported in January that at least 18 other agencies were undertaking rules for tracking all religious accommodation requests, vaccine requests, including the Department of Justice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, they're using COVID as the pretense for tracing and tracking and monitoring and listening to everything that we say. Big tech, social media, big tech, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, Yahoo, all the other big tech apparatus, including, ladies and gentlemen, an entire division of the United States Postal Service, designed to track and trace and monitor and listen to and follow everything that we the people involved in doing. If you think your mail is safe, no, it's not. It is being watched and monitored as to who's mailing you something, where it's coming from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole segment of the United States Postal Service that's set up for nothing more than snooping and following on Facebook everything that said, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're not aware of it, but everything that you put on Facebook, everything that's on Twitter, everything that's on Instagram, everything that you send out as an email today is all monitored with an algorithm to determine who you're talking with, what you're talking about, and whether or not you may be considered a threat to the United States government. And that's all as a result of the Obama past administration and the Biden present administration that do not want and will not have any objection, any objectors, anything that's said in contrary fashion to what they believe, what they're saying, and what they're promulgating in the United States of America. This is the reason on Twitter, where there's been such a shutout of everything that's called, everything that is considered, everything that is called conservative or Christian. It's been totally shut out. But ladies and gentlemen, for example, during this 2.5 years of COVID plandemic, where it was known by multitudes of doctors, those that were involved in the research, medically speaking, of COVID and what causes it, what's the cure, what's the effect, that said hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin were the two major components, along with vitamin A, B, C, D, and zinc, that could prevent or cure or heal COVID. But ladies and gentlemen, that was not allowed on Twitter. That was not allowed on Facebook. That was not allowed on any of the social media because it was considered promoting disinformation. But ladies and gentlemen, the converse has been true. The disinformation is what has been found in on the forefront of everything called social media and big tech, because big tech, social media, etc., has become an arm of the federal government to cancel everything that we would say as we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says FDA renews horse, H-O-R-S-E, talking about the animal, horse, smear as ivermectin trends on new Twitter. Dated April the 26th. Hold your horses, y'all. Ivermectin may be trending, but it still isn't authorized or approved by to treat COVID-19. Noticing that the word ivermectin is trending on the newly liberated Twitterverse under Elon Musk, the FDA has reprised its disingenuous horse drowner, dewormer smear of the drug as a treatment for COVID-19. During the pandemic, Twitter and all of the social media platforms censored positive mention of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, despite the countless testimonies and dozens of studies from around the world showing that the drug was effective in treating COVID. A follow-up of FDA post Tuesday also reminded that a study showed it didn't actually work against COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, that is full-fledged, in-your-face disinformation. It's the big lie from Big Pharma that's trying to still convince you that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin does not work. Ladies and gentlemen, according to several reports that I've had the privilege of researching, it's between 400,000 and 500,000 people in America that have been murdered by way of the treatment that is given when you go to the hospital for COVID, because it is the CDC-recommended treatment, which is remdesivir. It destroys the internal organs. It destroys the liver. It destroys the lungs. It destroys the processes of your organs. Ladies and gentlemen, but that's recommended. And yet here's CDC, here's FDA going back on the new Twitter, on what's called Twitterverse, and they're saying that ivermectin and HCQ does. Media platforms censored positive mention of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine despite the countless testimonies and dozens of studies from around the world that shows it was effective. This article further states Dr. Perry Corey, who has testified to the Senate as to the effectiveness of ivermectin against COVID-19, fired back, quote, "You're not a horse. You're not a cow. You're a big farmer," he tweeted. The FDA, he wrote, was messaging lies by citing one corrupt study while ignoring 82 trials, including 33 randomized controlled trials with 129,000 patients from 27 countries that show massive benefits and cure of ivermectin by ivermectin treatment for COVID-19, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about today freedom under assault and its multitudinous nuances of that assault. But the primary assault is on free speech in relationship to all of the big tech and social media that we've become accustomed to as being the organs by which we communicate in America today. We're talking about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a woke cancel culture that's been in charge for so long. Now the hair's on fire because they see the possibility of their days ending with that. I'm looking at an article that says cancel culture targets civil rights and biblical values. That's exactly what they've been doing for quite some time, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be aware of the fact that we have multitudes watching, listening to, tracing, and tracking all that's said. Facebook, Instagram, Google have all been censoring and all of our calls, all of our emails, texts, and even, as I said a moment ago, the U.S. Post Office. Yet it's all a part of the government plan to silence anyone or anything that questions anything that the government's doing. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. We have been disavowed, disallowed, and shut out from social media platforms carrying out our free speech. If you say anything about a question in any fashion, if you question whether or not the 2020 election was legal, if you question whether or not there was any fraud in the 2020 election, if you question whether Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States of America, if you question anything about the efficacy of mask mandates, if you say anything in a negative sense or a question about the killer COVID shots, and that's what they are, killer COVID shots, then you're shut out of all of the social media platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, if you question anything about the medical system today, anything about what works and what does not work in relationship to that, then you're automatically shut out from the system. You are traced, tracked, and followed. In fact, according to the new rule and guideline promulgated by Merrick Garland with the Department of Justice, with a 32-page document that was performed by the Department of Justice sent to the FBI, if you stand before the Board of Education in your county, your school system, and you challenge what they're teaching, you challenge what CRT is being taught in your classroom, or if you challenge the classroom being your kids in the classroom being taught the sodomite lifestyle through LGBTQ, if you challenge anything about your child being taught murder by way of abortion, then all of a sudden you are considered a domestic terrorist. In that 32-page document, by the way, if you are a Christian, if you're a Republican, if you voted for President Trump, or if you promoted President Trump in any fashion, then you are automatically considered a domestic terrorist. That is an assault, ladies and gentlemen, on free speech. That's an assault on everything that we call our faith, family, and freedom in America today. Any physician, ladies and gentlemen, that questioned FDA or CDC or the official words from the political science, not medical science, but from the political science on the left, the crowd in D.C., ladies and gentlemen, those doctors were shut out. Multitudes of the physicians in America today have been shut out from their practices in the hospitals. Their license have been threatened. Some have had their license suspended as a result of their stand for truth. That is an attack. That is an assault on freedom of speech and our freedoms under our Bill of Rights in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we find a greater emphasis today on cancel culture and the woke crowd for brainwashing and indoctrination with the traveling at warp speed, as I call it. And now comes on the scene Elon Musk, and he buys Twitter. And all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, there's some major mega uprising now from the left that says freedom of speech is under attack. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to come right back as we continue to face the issues today. We've got 1 minute break for the top of the hour news, and we'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.